The next agenda item is a public forum. This is reserved for the general public to address the board on any matter within the board's jurisdiction, excluding those items on the agenda. Is there anyone who wants to has either turned in a card or wants to make public comments? I have a card from Mr. George O'Brien, Pacific Lumber Company. The topic is water quality permit delays.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. My name is George O'Brien. I'm the president and CEO of Pacific Lumber Company, and I appreciate the opportunity to address the board today. Before I do so, I just want to put on notice for the record today. One of the staff members that we work closely with, Mark Neely, we understand his mother passed away recently, and so we'd like to offer our condolences to Mark for that on the record this morning.
Thank you for that.
The reason for me coming to address the board today, and we really haven't done this in a while, and we're trying, diligently to change the way that Pacific Lumber deals with the Water Quality Control Board. But if I go back to May 2006, after nearly 3 years of study, a lot of hearings, a lot of deliberations by the board finally approved watershed-wide discharge requirements for elk and freshwater watersheds, which are the two primary watersheds of land holdings by Pacific Lumber, the most prolific, and the ones with the largest amount of timber on them. The WWDRs that were approved by the board in May of last year utilized a two-tier approach to harvest unit enrollment based on a couple of different models. One is a landslide reduction model, which was the most restrictive, and which set acreage limitations for what amounts to sort of safe harbor harvesting. The other was the peak flow model, and that allowed a maximum allowable cut for the watersheds, which took into account cumulative watershed effects around harvesting activities. The enrollments under these were to comply with a monitoring and reporting order, which was signed some months later on September 9th by the then Executive Officer Cat Coleman. This MRP, what it requires is the use of science and technology to be used in harvest planning to avoid harvest-related landslides. It also required a monitoring and reporting program so that it would be known by company staff as well as water board staff if a landslide or a harvest-related landslide actually occurred. The MRP was the program which governed the application of particularly what have become known as Tier 2 harvest plans. As we said, that was established in it was to be established in May. It was finally executed on September 29th. Since that time, this company has worked diligently. Its staff has worked diligently to submit harvest areas for Tier 2 enrollment that are either primarily inherently i.e. on flat ground, no water courses running across them, or after mitigation by the utilization of specific logging methods, fully in compliance with the requirements of the monitoring and reporting program. In 2006, once the MRP was executed, the company submitted 19 different harvest areas for Tier 2 approval, representing about 20 million board feet of timber. Despite a lot of work on our part, that year we received approval for 9 of the 20 units, and that 9 represented about 9 million board feet. So we got about half the units and about half the volume. In 2007, we've submitted 18 harvest plans, including, and that 18 includes 6 that were, had been submitted in 2006 and were resubmitted in 2007. Since the beginning of 2007, this company has received approval for only 4 of the 18 harvest plans that it has submitted. Those harvest areas represent only about 3.5 million board feet of the nearly 18 million board feet that we had anticipated harvesting under this program this year. As you know, the summer is now almost gone. There is a limited harvest window. We did not, despite meeting with staff on a very regular basis, at least monthly, all through the spring, and having repeated assurances that harvest plans were on the cusp of being enrolled, we didn't receive a single enrollment until, I want to get the date right, July 18th. Of this year. So here we are in Indian summer with a limited harvest period, having received only 4 of 18 approvals and only 20% of the harvest area that we had anticipated. We were informed after the receipt of those for harvest enrollments that staff had been instructed to stop work on any further Tier 2 harvest plans on the basis that there was the executive officer then, Kat Coleman, as well as Samantha Olson, had concerns over the monitoring report and reporting program and wanted to amend it. So that no further work would be done until that monitoring and reporting program had been amended. After nearly 7 weeks, we've been told now that the that council has concluded that the MRP is indeed valid and that technical review could continue again. But again, 7 weeks passed and nothing happened. You know, when the MRP was executed, one of the things that was in the MRP was a specific provision that that contemplated not more than a 20-day period for review for enrollment, and we believe that it was the board's intent through that order to provide Pacific Lumber with a high degree of certainty in its ability to run its business, by allowing for orderly submission and orderly planning of harvest volumes, again, utilizing the science that's available to us as well as to the staff to effect, harvest in these areas without causing harvest-related landslides. We believe that we have complied with the MRP, and we continue to do so. We have substantial harvest plans outstanding in front of the staff today, and the reason for me coming before the board today is to make a couple of specific requests. The first is to ask the board to direct its staff to promptly process Tier 2 harvest plan enrollments submitted on behalf of this company. We would ask also that you ask the staff to make such processing a priority, given where we are in the harvest season and the fact that this harvest is important to us from a financial perspective. It is, well within the it's well within the constraints of the MRP. It's well within the constraints of the models that were used to establish the peak flow model that was used to establish the maximum allowable cut. And we believe that we are entitled to the enrollment of these harvest plans that are before the staff. We don't know at this point whether there are additional concerns on the monitoring and reporting program. And I realize that, the Water Quality Control Board is not a business, but you're in the business of working with business. And one of the things that, we would ask is if there's a concern on something like an MRP, if we were in partnership with another company and had an agreement with them as to how we were going to, jointly affect the management of some operation, and there was a disagreement, the first thing we do is get everybody together in a room with all the attorneys and try and work through, whatever disagreements we have and walk away, in one day or in just a matter of a couple of hours with a new understanding. We've asked to do that. We've been prepared to do that with the staff attorney, and we are prepared to do that again. If there are concerns, we're prepared to sit down at any point and expeditiously with the staff attorney to reach an agreement so that business can proceed on an orderly basis going forward. I'm sorry that I had to come before the board to ask you to do this. We hear from staff that, they are trying to work hard to process these enrollments. They have been restricted from processing them. At least that's our understanding. We think unfairly so on behalf of the company, because we had an order that was valid and the board, we've seen no board action or board directive that, asked or directed the staff to not act under the monitoring and reporting program. However, as I stated, we're a business that's a pragmatic business, and if there are things that need to be changed with this program, then we are prepared to sit down and talk about them. So our request for you today, as I said, is to ask staff to make this a priority. This is an important item for this company. We have a lot of plans, as I said, in front of the staff that, are on flat ground that you're not going to have much of a landslide. We've worked hard to affect harvest plans that are extremely low risk and fully compliant with the monitoring and reporting program. Since this program has been implemented, there have been no landslides at all on any of our harvested areas, and we think that demonstrates well the success of this program. We'd ask that you work with staff to have it continue and to have them process out the harvest plans that are in front of them promptly, so that this company has the ability in the ordinary course of business to affect the harvest on those lands this year. Thank you.
Just to clarify a couple terms, just to make sure everyone understands, MRP is Monitoring Reporting Program, and Tier 2 is the zero discharge portion of the permit.
Tier 2 was the, I think the Tier 2 were the harvest plans in excess of the base level of harvest that was under the landslide reduction model, and were subject to that peak flow model in terms of total allowable cut, but you're correct.
Right. Well, I'm just saying it because
they were the zero discharge.
The acronyms grow between staff and the company. I just want to make sure all the board members.
It was anticipated to be zero discharge. Yeah. We agree.
In that section of the permit, I'm going to try and adopt, if the board will let me, a little bit an ad hoc procedure here where we ask questions of Mr. O'Brien. We have him. Is it Gundin? We have them not leave the podium. Then we have a staff response, ask questions to staff, and then that way we can get a little bit of an exchange going. And I realize that's sort of out of our normal public comment, but these issues are complex.
Have questions, can I have my expert?
Yeah, you can bring in. I appreciate that.
I've got Jeff Barrett here, who's our vice president in charge of our timberland operations.
And maybe just to expedite matters, why don't you just go sit up at the podium, Jeff. And with that, do board members have questions of Mr. O'Brien or Mr. Barrett?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I have some concern just this being a public comment section, and this is a complicated, and there's a long tail on this one, and I don't have anything in front of me, so I don't know where you're going.
I would advise the chairman as well. This is Council Smith Olson. To not adopt any ad hoc procedures. It is a public comment. And so if you want to get into more detail and have some sort of procedure, we can prepare for that.
We're talking about having Mr. O'Brien, Mr. Barrett go back to their seat, staff make a comment, and bring them back up here each time to make a response. And that's all we're talking about. And I'm not talking about... usually we have a public presentation, we have the people go back to their seats. We have the board question. My experience on this dispute is that sometimes there are more questions to be asked. I'm just trying to save time.
It's at the pleasure of the board, but I just wanted to remind board members that it isn't a notice proceeding and it's in the public comment period.
Right,
within your purview of how detailed you want to get here.
Okay. Today. Well, I think we want to at least have people have a base understanding of the issues. And I just think this is faster and more gracious than other ways. I don't think it'll change the result an iota. I just think it's more gracious and faster.
And just to remind the chairman that they've just basically asked that you direct staff to expedite. I mean, there is no result. There will be no decision.
We haven't even gotten to that, and there will be a staff response. I'm just trying to get to questions. I give up. We'll ask questions, Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Barrett, and they can go sit down. You can make your response, and then if they want to respond, they can come back up here. I just think this is silliness. But let's start off with questions for Mr. O'Brien and Mr. Barrett by board members. Okay. I guess go back to the audience, and you may be recalled if you want to respond. With that, I'll ask for a staff response.
Yeah, I just have a couple of points of clarification. Initially, when we talked about concerns with the monitoring and reporting plan, staff and your executive officer, Kat Coleman, were considering revoking the monitoring and reporting plan and revising it. Revoking the monitoring and reporting plan is allowable by the EO under the waste discharge requirements. And would have stopped any future enrollment. Upon further inspection and discussions with the company as well as our own staff and legal counsel, we decided not to revoke the monitoring reporting plan. It has not been revoked. Rather, to consider revisions to that plan for legal clarity and other reasons. We also expressed concerns regarding cumulative risk. Basically, that the more cutting that you do, the greater likelihood that at some point we'll have a landslide. We've had discussions with Dr. Barrett and his staff regarding those concerns. They've provided us with some information. We need a little bit more time to look at that. Unfortunately, we have had a lot of family emergencies in the timber harvest division. Mr. O'Brien mentioned Mark Neely's mother, another staff member's mother, is seriously ill. So we've had some setbacks as well as pre-planned vacations. Right now, we are in the midst of satisfying a discovery request regarding a claim that has been filed against the state in December of 2006. The materials are due a week from today, and we have every available staff in the Timber Harvest Division working on that discovery request. It's very broad. It will, no kidding, result in about a truckload of paper. So we're working very diligently on that. I have instructed all of the staff in the Timber Division to do what they can to process, but that our top priority is meeting that discovery request. We do not want to be sanctioned by the court. So we want to make a good and reasonable attempt to satisfy that discovery request. And I informed Dr. Barrett of that yesterday, that there's going to be quite a slowdown in processing, not just for Pacific Lumber Company, but for other lumber companies as well, as a result of that over the next couple of weeks. As we get through that initial push for the discovery, I'm sure there will be other episodes along the way as we proceed towards the court date in 2009. But the reason I bring that up is that is looming in front of us today in a very short time fuse. As we get through that in the next couple of weeks, we'll have opportunity then to divert staff back to their regular duties. We do have a couple of enrollments that are poised to go. There is some paperwork and documentation that needs to occur in order for those enrollments to be satisfied. So that's where we are. We need to take a look at the information that Jeff and his staff have provided us to help alleviate our concerns regarding the cumulative risk, and we have some plans that we will get to in terms of enrollment once we make it through this discovery request in the next couple of weeks.
Questions to staff by board members? I have a couple. In my number one area of being disturbed is to get a governmental process that can say yes or no, I think is important and does seem to spin the hopper for quite a period of time. What I'd like to ask the staff, do you have any recommendations on how the board could follow up on this to get a timeline of or a process by which a yes or no can be arrived at?
I'm not quite understanding the yes or no with regard to...
Well, my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, but if I heard the company correct, their biggest concern was they can't get an answer. And maybe that's wrong. Do you want to step up to the podium and answer whether that was...
Well, in fact, that... And I think, Bob, you will appreciate this. I mean, that has been an issue for the company throughout this year. I understand where staff is coming from in terms of time pressure right now with regard to this discovery motion that's out there. But that's because, nothing has happened on all of these things, for the past 9 months. And there have been lots and lots of meetings where what we've gotten back from staff is sort of non-specific concerns, where we're told, I have a concern about these plans, but nobody can point to or is willing to point to, specific concerns that could be then remedied maybe by an alteration of the harvest plan or something like that, which would then allow it to be subsequently enrolled. So it is one of the frustrations that we have had with staff, and maybe again it was overlain with whatever concerns there were about a monitoring and reporting program. But the only thing we really ask is that if there are those sort of concerns, that that staff and state board staff and others work with us promptly and expeditiously to try and mitigate those concerns and move on and not let something sort of drag out over an extended period of time.
Okay, I take it that's a yes. And
that's a yes. Sorry.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
I heard Mr. Bryan just state that nothing has happened in the last 9 months, but in previous comments he made that out of the 18 submittals, four have been enrolled. So I don't know quite. That doesn't square in my mind. Nothing and four don't quite equal the same thing. But I do just inquire of staff in terms of, is there a response? I mean, he earlier stated that 19 had been submitted previous year and 9 had been enrolled, if I use the term properly or not, but of the balance, is there a feedback on why no action, why action on some set? And then I'm curious about where there is no action. Is there a formalization of how that decision was arrived at and feedback given to the applicant?
We've had meetings, and I think the last one was most productive in regard to specifics regarding our concerns over cumulative risk. And as I said, Dr. Barrett and his staff have provided us with information in that regard and some analysis. We need some time to take a look at that. There is a Tier 2 plan that's virtually ready to go. It needs its documentation taken care of, and we need to kind of fit that into the schedule for this discovery. So I don't see getting to that one until next week. We will try, in the interim to get to that. But I think we're getting there in terms of our concerns and having met with Pacific Lumber Company and their representatives, I think there's a little more clarity on the concerns from a scientific standpoint. So I think we're getting there. In terms of, when can we review and work over the monitoring and reporting plan, I think that's kind of up in the air. I think that there can be enrollments in the interim. While we work on that, it's going to take us, like I said, some time to look over the information that's been provided to us. We can certainly come back to you in October and report progress in that regard. We'll certainly be meeting with the company again on any kind of hitches that we have. With regard to individual enrollments, there is a lot of back and forth with the company, and they're very responsive in terms of, we bring up an issue with a particular timber harvest plan, the size of a buffer, proximity to a steep slope or an inner gorge, and they're very responsive in removing those from harvest or otherwise addressing those issues.
Okay. Any other board member comments or questions?
In listening to Bob's question to Bob, I understood the question to be the initial, 19 harvest plans? And then 8 approved? 9 were approved. I thought the question was the balance of the ones that haven't been released yet are being held up due to the monitoring. Is that what I understand your answer?
For this, the year that we're in now, 18 plants have been submitted, 4 have been approved. I would say there's one in the box right now that we'd like to get out in the next couple of weeks. And the remainder, the reasoning behind our hesitance there has to do with the cumulative risk, and PALCO has provided us with some analysis in that regard as we discussed with them. And we need an opportunity to look that over and see if that allays our concerns from a scientific standpoint. Then we could begin processing other enrollments.
Well, last time, or not too long ago, we had a meeting was requested by Pacific Lumber Company, and we had a meeting with them and the environmental community on my own sense is that might be valuable. Again, of course, we have to be generic. We cannot get into individual permit processes. And I think that might be a way, and would recommend that, and I recognize I don't want to add to your burden or be the cause of the delay, but maybe have board member Jeff Hale and myself sit down with the meeting, and we need to make sure, you know, all parties are represented to discuss the processing of the permits one more time. I think we made tiny amounts of progress. We obviously didn't make a lot of total progress, so we wouldn't have everybody back here today, but I did feel that was real valuable, and I don't think we I don't even think we can direct staff because it's not on the agenda, but I did hear you're volunteering and wanted to note you volunteered to report back in October, and I appreciate that because I don't think we can direct that. But that's sort of how I think a way we can deal with the regulatory certainty issue. We can deal a little bit with the process issues and how to arrive at a system that delivers yes-nos, basically.
I'm certainly willing to pull something like that together.
If I could just add,
yeah.
if that's not a problem, I think that would be more appropriate than having this discussion in a public comment forum where not all the parties interested in this topic are present. But just for the benefit of the newer board members, it's a difficult task. I think everybody acknowledges it because you have to make a determination of zero discharge in advance of the action. And so what we're looking at here in the tier twos are, you know, these criteria that lead to landsliding, and this is the scientific difficulty is saying yes and the certainty of knowing that yes means zero discharge from landslides. And so under the company's own work, it's come up with criteria, and they have a set of A, B, C, and D type tier two THPs that they submit. So when you start getting into the C's and D's, there are more factors at play, steeper slopes and whatnot, and so it becomes more difficult to say yes with some sort of certainty that it meets the criteria for tier two. And so for the newer board members, it's not that easy of a task to process them, and it is a lot of back and forth, and the company will come back and make modifications, and so they'll be able to be approved, but there is some sort of risk that yes is not complying with the permit that you adopted.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to be critical of staff here, and then I'll call Mr. O'Brien, and then I think we're done with this, but what I'm trying to do is how do we get a process that's delivering either a timeline when we're going to be able to deliver yes-nos or can deliver yes-nos to an applicant basically saying, I need an answer. And that's really my concern. And we have to be very, very careful because this is a complex issue. And I think anyone who's been here before knows it took us 9 years to get to this permit. So it's not easy. And I fully respect some of the challenges staff have because you're really essentially doing a risk analysis in a little bit in uncharted territory. So I want to have some sympathy there. But I'm also trying to figure out a way to get a process that will deliver answers because part of the whole idea getting to the watershed-wide permit was if individual permits were consistent, it could go forward faster than having individual hearings permit by permit. So what I would like to do is recommend the staff. Mr. O'Brien, did you have one last comment? And then
I'll be real quick. Look, we're very open to having such a meeting. We'd like to do so as expeditiously as possible. I note that the next board meeting is not until September 24th, which would be, you know, virtually at the end of the harvest season, or October 24th, I'm sorry, I think. So, if everything has to wait until then, that sort of puts us out, you know, for 2007. So we're prepared to meet, you know, very expeditiously, and again, as I said, we're prepared to meet at the same time or separately to deal with the MRP issues.
And I want to make it clear, we can only really deal with the process. We can't deal with the individual matters. And we will do a side-by-side meeting like we did last time with the environmental community and the property owners, so they'll also be able to comment on the permit. Okay, anything else? Is the board member agree? Are board members agreed with that process?
I just want to clarify that this staff cannot commit to such a meeting in this month. I mean, it's just, I mean, staff, like the IEO mentioned, I mean, there are some that are being processed, but I just want the board to be clear that our priority right now is complying with a discovery request, and I'm really hesitant to make any commitment, so I want the board to be clear. I want to be clear on what you're directing staff to do and in what time frame.
Well, I don't want to be clear because I'm trying to give you adequate margin of error to comply with the court order. And it may be a meeting that you expect to be done as an estimate, and that may be the end of the meeting. But what I want to do is try and do the best we can, and I'm trying not to trap staff. I want you to have adequate time. And I do understand this case, because of its complexity, you are talking about literally a room full of documents, and that I'm an attorney. I know how long and hard that is to produce. So that's why I'm being vague. Is I'm trying not to put you in a box. I'm trying to, but I also want to have us keep it moving to the extent we can. It's sort of a
Mr. Chairman, because the MRP is not revoked and it is possible to process THPs under it, I suggest that we not talk about the meeting, and just if we're going to direct staff to do anything, it's just process the THPs. Yeah,
I'm not sure we can, because it's not noticed on the agenda is the problem I have with that.
Okay.
So I was trying to find a way to zero around. Yeah.
Well, I can reiterate my previous statement that we'll, you know, we do have a couple in the hopper about ready to be enrolled. We can work diligently on that. I don't know whether or not we can devote staff between now and next Thursday because of the discovery request, but certainly after that we can have a couple of enrollments.
Great.
Thank you. Any other I'm sorry. Did you have a comment?
No.
Okay. Any other public comments in the public forum?